real life Korean. You know what they say about all good things, right? This is our very last edition of real life Korean, at least in this particular KoreaScape universe. We may see it again somewhere else in some other way, shape, or form. But let's make the most of it now. We've got Sun Kyung-hwa here in the studio from TalkToMeInKorean.com. Hey, Kyung-hwa.
Hey, Kurt.
All righty. What are we talking about?
Today, I'm going to talk about idiomatic expressions related to hens.
Hens?
Yes.
Or I thought for a minute you said hens, like chickens.
Oh, that hens. No, hens.
Okay.
손.
손.
Yes.
Not 탁.
Right. Not 암탁.
Okay. 암탁. All right.
There are tons of idiomatic expressions that include 손. And I think one of the most interesting and often used expressions is 손이 맵다.
Oh, I've never heard that one.
Oh, 맵다 means to be spicy.
Sure.
So 손이 맵다 literally means one's hands are spicy.
Did you just have some wings? 암탉 wings? Hot wings?
Maybe,
no, you're not talking literally spicy hands, are
That's
we?
That's right. I mean, you could mean literally if you touch something spicy while cooking, like when making kimchi.
People say would that work?
Yeah. People say, 맵다. Oh, 손이 매워. Yeah, that's right.
All right.
But it's actually idiomatically used, when someone slaps you and it hurts a lot.
So you're complaining because of your pain as the person being slapped that the other person has spicy hands?
Exactly.
See, I would have thought if you're the person hitting somebody, eventually your hands hurt because of that. So your hands are spicy. But no.
No.
That hand hurt me.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, because it is spicy.
That's right. So if your friend just slapped your back because she was laughing so hard or because you pulled a prank on her and it really hurt, you will say, 와, 너 손 진짜 맵다.
I don't know why this would have ever come up to say, you know. All right. Anyhow. So your hand is really spicy. Stop slapping me, basically.
Yeah. People who have spicy hands are usually aware of it already. So if they happen to be an actor and there's a scene where they have to slap someone, they will ask to be excused beforehand by saying something like, oh, 제가 손이 매워서 좀 아프실 거예요.
Yeah.
It'll hurt.
I apologize in advance for this massive slap I'm about to give you.
Yeah.
So it's a stand-in for strong. I mean, not everybody has 매운 손, right?
Exactly, yeah. I don't have 매운 손 at all.
At all?
At all.
Really?
Yeah.
Even if you tried to have a spicy slap, you wouldn't necessarily deliver it, is what you're saying.
Right, that's right. People say, oh, that's too weak.
If you got spicy hands, you can't help but deliver a spicy slap, basically.
Exactly.
That's the idea.
They don't mean it. They just happen to have strong hands.
Uh-huh.
And the second idiomatic expression related to 손 is 손이 크다.
Big hands.
Yes. Of course, when someone's hands are big, you can say 손이 크다. But also, when someone tends to make a lot of food, you can say that the person is 손이 크다.
Can I ask? Okay, let's put a pin in that thought. I wanted to get back to the 손이 맵다 for just a second.
Mm-hmm.
Is it only 맵다 in the context of delivering pain to somebody else? Or could you, like, let's say that person accomplished something with their hands, like, you know, lifted something or pulled down something, could you say, 아, 손이 맵다? Or would you have to say, 손이 강하다?
Oh, that's a very good question. In the dictionary, it says, 손이 맵다 also means that someone has a skillful hand.
Also,
Yeah. But I don't think people use it that way that much.
All right, fair enough. If you were just going to say, you know, get this lid off of the pickles and then say, wow, you've got such strong hands.
Oh, that just like 손 힘이 세다.
손 힘이 세다.
Literally, yes.
That's what I wanted to know. 손이 크다, not only you have big hands, but you're generous.
Yes. In the dictionary, it says 손이 크다 means to have an open hand or to be very generous. And it doesn't mention anything about food. But in real life, it's pretty much always used when talking about food. So 손이 큰 사람 always makes more food than necessary. Like, for example, if your mother always tends to cook something in a big pot or pan, even if there are just three or four people in your family, your mother is 손이 큰 사람.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Big-handed mama, again, cooking the dinner. Mm-hmm. It's too spicy. She's got spicy hands. With 손맛.
Oh yeah, actually a lot of mothers do have spicy hands. 매운 손. 손이 yeah. 진짜 매워요.
매운 손, 손이 있는 엄마, mm-hmm. 손이 크다.
That's right. And 손이 작다 is also an idiomatic expression that small refers hands. To the yeah opposite kind of person, like someone who always cooks small portions of food and is not very generous with food.
That's like that thing you, what's the way you told me to earlier this week, this, to be stingy, to be not generous?
깍쟁이.
Ah, yeah. So a 깍쟁이 would have 손이 작다.
Exactly.
All right.
Yes.
Well, I want to go out on a learning note, so we'd better stop there. Mm-hmm. Kyungwa, it has been absolute barrel of monkeys to study Korean with you. And so we draw the curtain on it now, but let's continue to stay in touch.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I really enjoyed it.